And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hey everyone, and welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day. My guests today are Patty Lindsay with the Prescott Studio Tour. We also have Kimberly Chuglow with Clayton Homes and Leanne Garden with the Chino Valley Police Foundation. So stay tuned to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
This Labor Day weekend, jam down the Cliff Castle Casino Hotel for the 2019 Reggae Fest. This August 31st, experience Rasta like never before and jam out to nothing but positive vibes starting at 1:30 p.m. This stacked lineup includes local favorite Kill Babylon Coalition, I Conscious, Pato Bonton, and special guest headliner, Hyrie. Tickets are just $25 and on sale now at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel or at cliffcastlecasinohotel.com. Management reserves all rights.
Now there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Oh, yes, there is. Augie's Happy Hour with some tasty reds and whites. Just the thing for those summertime blues. Enjoy the beautiful blue sky on Augie's patio with mountain views that make every meal a sight to behold. Chef Joel will have you jumping for joy all summer long at the one and only Augie's. Call 777-0330. The place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. This is one of my favorite ads, so I'm bringing it back. Years ago, I noticed a poster in the break room of our Prescott store. It was titled, An Old Cowboy's Advice, and I just had to revisit it. Its advice is timeless, like life is simpler when you plow around the stump. And a bumblebee is considerably faster than a John Deere tractor. Then there's, don't corner something that you know is meaner than you. And last but not least, most of the stuff people worry about ain't never gonna happen anyway. Common sense, just like Olson's. Our mission is the healthy feeding of your livestock and pets from a common sense perspective. We think local, we speak local, and we care local, and we only carry the best feed, hay, and pet food. You'll find us in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and on the web at olsonsgrain.com. By the way, in case you're wondering what Olson's common sense saying is, why, good enough just isn't, of course.
Hey, y'all, it's Rosie.
Welcome to the broadcast.
Every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
We're talking home security, and our Rosie certified partner, Fellow Windows, will discuss the features of their instinctive technology design that looks great and protects your home. We're off to Cowboy College, how to care for your garage door, and taking your questions about your house, home, castle, or cabin. So start the weekend at your Saturday morning happy place.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQ&A.
Hey everybody, it's Sanford Cohen. Join me along with Mike and the Doctor every Friday afternoon at 4 for Let's Talk Sports right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Tune in for all the latest sports news, interviews, and all kinds of fun stuff. It's right here on KQ&A. See you Friday.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. This is your host, Lorette Brashear. I'm here with my first guest, and she is a wonderful lady. I am here with Leanne Garden with the Chino Valley Police Foundation. Hey.
Hey, thanks for having me.
No problem, Leanne. I'm so glad that you're here today. Leanne, so you're with the Chino Valley Police Foundation. What is that?
Well, we are a 501c3 nonprofit status, and we fundraise for the actual police department for non-budgeted safety equipment. And we do little things around town. We volunteer our time. We help at Christmas with families. We donate to the schools. Pretty much, we're just trying to bridge that gap in the community and help future generations realize that our local officers are just normal, everyday people.
And they really are. They're fantastic, you know, everyday normal people. And so you guys are just really, like you said, bridging that gap between them.
Absolutely.
So that people, and you know, and a lot of times is we're a lot scared of our officers.
And there's no reason to be.
You know, like people really are. They're like, I don't want to talk to them. I don't want to see them. I don't want to do anything around them.
See, and I was raised around a ton of officers. All my friends' parents were. And for me, I'd wave. I'd just go right by. I know I'm not doing anything wrong.
Maybe that was my problem. I was always doing something wrong, so just terrified. Okay, so what's some of the things that you've guys got going on? I know that you're going to do like a fundraiser for the police department.
Absolutely. We're actually having our second annual luau, and we host
luau. Like doo-doo-doo.
Yes.
Yeah, and awesome. So
this year we actually have a DJ.
Nice.
It is Fly By Night mobile sound DJ Eric Castaños.
Yes, Eric. I love Eric. Yeah, Fly By Night. So Eric will be there.
DJing. Yes. And then we
for
also.
The luau. And
also,
what an appropriate like guy to
he's
be
fantastic.
DJing. Yes. He is from Hawaii.
Yeah.
So he's from Hawaii. Yeah, he would be perfect for that.
And then we have Chuck Brown with Nostalgic Productions, and he is an Elvis impersonator. So he will be doing, I think, his Blue Hawaiian bit.
Oh, yeah.
So
Elvis
it'll be.
Totally had like a Hawaiian one.
Yes.
So yeah.
And I've seen his other ones, and I'm pretty excited.
So is Elvis going to be dressed in his Elvis costume, or is he going to be dressed Hawaiian?
I've heard possibly both.
Gotcha.
So I'm curious, too. It's going to be a surprise to me.
So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
And then what do I expect when I get there?
Well, tickets are for sale right
okay.
now. You can pick them up at the Chino Valley Police Department's front desk in the lobby. Penny Hubble State Farm has some.
Great.
Tom's Print and Sign.
Okay.
Overflow Coffee and Maisie's.
Okay.
Or you can message me on Facebook and I can meet up with you and
get you your tickets.
You
so there
tickets.
Is no reason that you can't find tickets for this
no.
event. Okay. So we've got tickets. What type of food is going to be there? I mean, you're thinking luau. Are you guys going to fry one of those giant pigs?
So speaking of how great our local officers are, there's two officers in Chino that actually have a side business and they smoke their own meat. So
oh my
we're
gosh.
Gonna have pulled. This is the second year they're doing it for us, and they're doing it, you know, off the books for us. So just to help the foundation raise some money, so we're gonna have pulled pork sandwiches,
yum,
coleslaw, my homemade mac and cheese for everyone.
Perfect.
It's a big undertaking, but it's worth it. And Hawaiian rice.
Okay.
And dessert.
What is Hawaiian rice?
It's essentially a recipe we got from someone that is from Hawaii, and she said that when she used to go to
this
different
is like what they,
events,
does it
they
have
always
pineapple
had it.
In it?
It does have pineapple.
Okay, that's what I would think from Hawaii.
Although last year I realized that a lot of people have pineapple allergies, so
oh.
if you, I'm going to have half-half in case.
Gotcha, just half
just to
and
be
half.
Safe, yeah.
Yeah, oh wow, so interesting.
Yeah.
So that's the menu.
That's the menu.
So people can come, have a wonderful dinner. And are you guys going to have like silent auctions or anything kind of going on?
Absolutely. We're going to have a 50-50 drawing. And then with your purchase of the meal ticket, you actually get a raffle ticket
with
oh, wow. the dinner.
Okay.
And, I mean, we have tons of prizes. Last year, I think every other person won a prize.
Wow.
And it's, you know, we have free CCW classes from Insight. We have it from Gunsight.
Gotcha.
We have... I mean, everyone in our town is so generous. There are so many.
So donated a lot of great prizes.
Absolutely. Just
wow.
buying the ticket for $20, you get a free meal, you get to be entertained, you're giving back to your community because every dime we make goes right back into the community.
Right.
So our main focus from the PD, they wanted us to raise money for military-grade first aid kits to implement into each classroom in Chino Valley. So far, I think we have 40 kits. And
how many more do we have to go?
Oh, goodness.
Are we looking for every...
I think altogether, we need about 200.
Okay, so this is what this luau is
for. So this is what the luau is for.
Perfect.
So, and it's, you know, once I realized what's in there, I wanted to get them for my children's teachers just
on the side.
Just so they have them.
Absolutely. It's just so that if something does occur, the teacher can be the first responder before anything else could
so
happen.
It's kind of an emergency kit being placed in every single classroom.
Yes.
Well, you know, and that's such a smart idea and so great of Chino Valley to do something like this because you don't know what's going to happen. We just saw, you know, last week.
With everything that's going on, it's better to be safe than sorry.
Absolutely. So, and this is a first responder kit for the teachers.
Absolutely.
Are they training the teachers and showing them how to use
there
this?
There are.
Okay.
We have two major kits, the same kits that the officers keep in their patrol cars.
Gotcha.
At each school already.
Okay.
And I know the Lionesses helped with that at the
beginning.
Right,
they did. Absolutely.
And they had two people at each school to be trained.
Okay.
And then once we get enough kits, we're going to start at the high school level and kind of filter down just you know, because we're thinking
right high school
where would
first.
You know, where could something happen? And then they'll be trained too, and it's pretty easy.
And getting these kits in all the classrooms,
absolutely.
And there's already procedures for locking down, how we're going to handle an
yes.
emergency situation.
Exactly.
So this is a really great thing. So even if you can't make the luau, it's just worth it enough to just do the $20 donation.
Absolutely.
Hope that you get a prize.
Yes.
And
you don't
really
have to be there to win the prize.
Gotcha.
If you just, you know, want to give the ticket to someone else or donate the $20, we'll put your name on the ticket and we'll give you a call when it's pulled for what you won.
For what you won. Yeah,
absolutely.
This is great. And like you said, it's the second annual. What made you guys come up with a luau theme?
There are so many great events that go on in our town.
Yes.
And we were trying to figure out, we didn't want to step on anyone else's toes.
Right.
But
right.
we also thought, what would be fun and kind of free-spirited, and we thought, a luau.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just kick back, have a good time.
Are you guys going to have games there?
Yes.
Awesome.
We're going to have a hula competition.
Nice.
So,
do I have to wear a grass skirt?
I will have them for you.
Ooh, a grass skirts will be provided. I love this already.
Yes.
So it's a hula competition and just some other fun entertainment games.
Children are welcome.
Oh,
we're
going to
have a bounce house out there. And we'll be right next to the new play equipment that the city had put in at the park.
Oh, fantastic. And where is this going to be held at?
It's going to be held at Memory Park, and it's going to be August 24th from 4 to 7 p.m.
Okay. And then you said tickets can be purchased at the Chino Valley Police Foundation. Where else can they
Penny Hubble State Farm, Overflow Coffee, Maisie's, and Tom's Print and Sign. Or
and
just contact me on our Facebook page, which is Chino Valley Police Foundation.
Chino Valley Police Foundation. It'll
Correct.
Go straight to you. And that way people can get a hold of you, too.
Yes.
So if they want it, that's the best way to get a hold of you. Just go to Facebook,
yes.
Chino Valley Police Foundation, looking for tickets for the luau and other
or
upcoming.
Or if they ever want to volunteer, we're always looking for volunteers.
Perfect. So what does it take to be a volunteer for the Police Foundation?
Absolutely nothing. Just your readiness to help and
wanting to be there.
Exactly.
And so when do you guys meet?
We meet once a month at Town Hall.
Okay.
And we have morning meetings and evening meetings. Kind of depends on the month.
Gotcha.
But if anyone wants more information, they can give me a message on Facebook, and I will get back to them as soon as possible.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Leanne Garden here. And thanks so much for letting us know about the luau and what's coming up in Chino Valley. Get your tickets today, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Very welcome. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days.
Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
It sure is hot in Cottonwood in the summer, and nothing is cooler than riding Cottonwood Area Transit.
Bruce, CAT provides friendly, safe, and courteous travel, and that's why riding the CAT is cool during the summertime.
Cottonwood Area Transit can take you where you want to go in Clarkdale, Verde Villages, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Lynx will give you a cool ride to Sedona.
Don't forget your trips to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
Rudy, that's hot stuff.
And I'm riding the cool CAT. Let's go.
Visit CottonwoodAZ.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
It's monsoon season. You know what that means. Mud. Prescott Dirt is here to help. This is Sam from Prescott Dirt. We can keep the mud out of your way and even slow down erosion, keeping your bank in place. Nobody wants their yard moving around by itself. No truck, no problem. Prescott Dirt delivers. Find us in Prescott and Prescott Valley to set up delivery or pickup. And you can find us online at PrescottDirt.com. Keep your yard beautiful with Prescott Dirt.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance, someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palpricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty Manzanita Red Ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hey, everyone, and we're back with our next guest on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day. And we're here with Patty Lindsay with the Prescott Studio Tour. And we're also here with Kimberly Chuglow with Clayton Homes. I got both of you guys in the studio right now.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why. I guess there's a reason, right? Absolute reason.
Oh, for sure.
What's going on? How did you guys link up together? We've got the studio tour.
Right, which we're an entity in every area all over the whole area. You got Prescott, Dewey, Prescott Valley, Chino, everywhere. Well, we didn't have one place. So I kept driving down 89 in Chino going, there's no place in this town to have a group and have a mixer and get it together and let them all see everybody. And one day I'm driving by just before 4 and I go, Clayton, maybe Clayton Homes would do it. Made a quick U-turn and went over and talked to him. And they said yes.
So it's a dual mixer.
Yes.
Both with Clayton Homes and the Prescott Studio Tour.
Oh, you shortened that.
Yes, I did.
She hates the length of it.
the length of it, yes.
She's like, that's a mouthful.
So, yes. Okay, so what can we expect? When is this mixer? It's coming up this month. And so we've got the mixer this month.
Yes, it's next Tuesday, right, Kimberly?
Yes.
And it's from 5 to 6:30. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have food and soft drinks, tea, things
next
like
Tuesday,
that.
Next Tuesday, August 20th.
Yeah.
It's when the mixer is going to be. And it's going to be held at Clayton Homes.
Yes. Yay.
And let us know a little bit. I mean, Kimberly, what can we expect about Clayton Homes?
Well, we have a beautiful courtyard out back with lots of trees, and it's great weather right now in the evening time. So got lots of beautiful homes as well that you're welcome to walk through when you come by, see
so
all of the art.
So everyone can kind of walk through. The art will be at different...
The art will be out in the middle of the park, which I'm telling you, this is a park. It's gorgeous. And then we're also going to set up in some of the coaches, so that way... They go, and they're not trailers, right?
They're not trailers, no.
Actually, homes. That's what they are.
Homes, yes.
They have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 homes right in the courtyard.
Yes, we have actually 10 right now that you can walk through and see.
Wow.
There's a variety of sizes and styles, yeah.
But what a great idea, you know, because I always see artwork, and I really, really want it. You know, like downtown this weekend, they had all the artists downtown, walked around, totally saw, you know, some great pieces, but I didn't know where to put it. You know, I was like, once I get home, where the heck is this thing going to go? And I have no like eye for art. You know, I have
she
no
does
idea.
Not.
No, I'm horrible with this stuff. But I love the idea that you guys are actually having the art put in the different homes.
Yes.
Because that gives me, who wants to buy the art, an actual opportunity to say, oh, that's where I would put it. Oh, and that would be great in the kitchen. Because there's times I don't even think about that. Like, Patty is a total artist, and I go to her house, and I'm like, oh, that's where you put that? Like, I would have never thought of that. So I love the fact that you guys have linked together. It's just a really great concept. And for people like me that like art, but they don't know where the heck they're going to even put it, you know, and to see where art can go in your homes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
and the whole thing for why we hooked up with them was it was a place to have it, but also a place to promote them along with it in the sense that, okay, like you said, walk into one of the homes there, and we'll have artwork probably more than likely, because I've asked everybody to bring 3 to 4 pieces, and most of them will be smaller. But we might, who knows? I got one person that does like to make big. Mm-hmm. We might have to hang it on a wall or something. Who knows?
There you go.
But that way they can see what it would look like, and I agree. You know,
it's completely, and big's fine. I like to buy big. But that's the thing. I'm like, I don't know where I'd hang that, but I do have total space.
Mm-hmm. It would be taller than you.
That's okay. Everything's taller than me.
Everything's taller than you.
I'm like, that's all right. Everything I own is taller than me. It's fine. So, okay. So you guys are linking up, doing the mixer together. We said it's going to be the Chino Valley Mixer, and everyone is welcome to come.
Oh, my gosh. We want everyone to come out to see the homes there and meet everybody at the Clayton Homes, and we want them to meet some of the artists. We've got a woodworker. We got 2 woodworkers.
Wow.
They make cool stuff, I have to say. Glass. We got jewelry, ceramics. Nice. We've got a mixture of everything, so we'll be decorating those homes.
Perfect. And I think it's great bringing people out to see the art, and it's always good to get people inside the houses and show that the manufactured housing has changed a lot since what you're used to seeing.
You guys in different loan situations now and everything. And I was talking to you earlier that I really like the house that when you first walk out to the area, to the park
to the
area,
right?
To the right. The lady was cleaning it. We didn't know it wasn't ready yet.
Yeah, that's our Willow 5T. It's 1960 square feet.
It's beautiful
farmhouse.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so it's a farmhouse.
It's farmhouse theme. It's got beautiful white cabinets.
Barn doors,
real wood barn doors. Yeah, it's really beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's a great home. I would buy that home. So.
How many
bedrooms is that?
That one is 4-bedroom, 3-bath.
4-bedroom, 3-bath. Oh, yes. Gosh.
Master all on that side or on the right? Because I know you can't see me.
Huge.
I know.
The other three are on the other side.
On the other side.
Huge laundry room that leads through the master, so you don't even have to leave your bedroom to do your laundry.
Oh, my gosh.
It's great.
That's exactly what I need. Then maybe I would do my laundry.
Right?
No, you wouldn't.
Well, it was at least worth a try.
Wait a minute. You know what she does for laundry? She just goes to Goodwill and buys something else on Dollar Day.
Yeah, anytime I run out, I'm like, I'll just go buy something. No, laundry is probably my worst thing ever.
I don't know. It's the worst.
It's the folding part that gets me. Yeah. I can throw it all in, but my problem is I throw it all in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It.
Like, and then I should probably start with little loads, but I don't because I just want to get it all done. So toss it all together and then just be done.
Is that why your clothes are always different colors?
Speaking of laundry, great little tie-in. We actually have a single white available right now that we're offering $5,000 incentive on and a free washer and dryer. So look at that little tie-in I didn't even see coming.
The one on the left-hand side?
Yes.
Okay.
So how many homes right now? You said 10 homes.
There's 10 to walk through.
Tons
of floor plans that you can order. But
and are your homes named like after kids?
Some of them are, yes.
Do you guys name them?
Yeah, the management actually, they manage both locations, the one that's right up the street, past the roundabout, and between all of the people that manage them, they name all of the homes, some of them after kids, some of them just random inspiration. I know, right?
Inspiration.
So what do you want it to be called?
The Lorette.
There you go.
Uh-oh.
So if the management is listening, we'll take a Kimberly and a Lorette next.
Yeah, definitely.
Take those.
Yeah, the Patty would be kind of boring.
Yeah.
No, the Patty would be purple.
Yes, it would have to be a purple house.
It would have to be a purple house completely. Oh, that's awesome, guys. I'm so excited that you guys are linking up together. you know, two chamber members really coming together as one and hosting a mixer together. That's a great opportunity. We love it at the chamber. You know, it gives you guys both great exposure. So, and like I said, everyone is welcome to come. You don't have to be a member to come to any of the mixers. You know, come check us out. Come network.
Well, you'll still have the 50-50. And,
right.
Yeah.
We have door prizes and we have 50-50. And, you know, I'm excited to see this park that's hidden in
I'm telling you, if you could see the picture on my phone right now, it is New York City Park.
It's, you know, and I heard a lot about it. So you guys have this little hidden gym over
there. We do. People walk back and they're like, what even is this? It's Chino Valley, but there's like blue spruces back there and a water fountain.
They've been there a while, I'd say.
But you'll have to come to see the rest. Won't spoil it all.
Oh yeah, that's true. I can't say anywhere. I have a question. Do you decorate it for Christmas back there?
This is actually my first year, so I don't know. I'm gonna assume because those blue spruces would be great.
You guys rent it for weddings?
I mean, are you paying? No. Yes, let's do it.
I'm just looking for any rental space available.
That's true. You never know around here.
Absolutely.
And you have to realize. That thing wood is a positive area if you ever consider it, because we have nothing in this town for anyone to have anything.
Right.
It's true.
You know? That's kind of what I was thinking. Yeah. I was like, what's your rental price?
Nah. Do you need a couple of setter-uppers?
Yes. Setter-uppers. Perfect. Is that the official title?
Business now. We're always good at that.
Yes.
But the other thing is, whenever after our event, which is just to introduce everyone to the Chino Valley and Paulden Artists, along with Clayton Holmes, there's a gala. And that one's free, too.
Can I wear a pretty dress?
You can wear a pretty dress. You could wear shorts.
Okay.
We don't care.
Great.
It's that.
You said gala, so I'm just,
well,
gala does sound like
it does sound like I get to wear a pretty dress.
Don't expect me to dress up. I'm an artist. It's usually junky clothes. No, it's at the Elks Theater upstairs.
Ooh, I love that
space.
We took
up the whole top floor, and it's free. You got wine. You got food. The artists will all have their own table.
Oh, wow.
And we'll get a promote there,
too. So it's kind of like
too.
A sneak peek to see what's going on.
Yeah.
When is the Prescott studio tour?
Oh, glad you asked.
Yes.
We always forget that, right? October 4th, 5th, and 6th.
So October 4th, 5th, and 6th.
10 to 4
from
each day, right?
Look at Kimberly. Hey. Good job.
Kimberly.
She's hired.
But you said free wine and free, food. Those are my three favorite words.
As far as I know, I think as far as I know, it's donation.
Free wine and food.
We would get along just fine.
Trio.
I love it.
The event is free. And I'm trifecta. Reading this. I'm sorry. The event is free and open to the public. Yes.
So perfect.
I love it.
So the studio tour, it starts on that Friday.
Yep.
So October 4th. So everyone get ready. That's when you start seeing the yellow signs around town.
The bright yellow signs.
The bright yellow signs. You know, it took me a while to figure out what that was. But the bright yellow signs, they direct you to the different artists, where their studios are. And it's a really cool experience. I have the luxury of working it. And every year I work it, you know, I work with one of the artists. It's fantastic just to see, you get to see how they do their art. It's an art demonstration too. And then you don't have to buy their stuff, but they have it all
but
for display.
Can. We'd
but
love
you can.
To.
But what's really cool is just to go to the different artists and see how they do it. Because they're hands-on, they're doing it there, and it's just a really neat experience. And some of them have like snacks at their house.
Yes, we all pretty much have snacks.
I know.
See,
so it's called the snack tour.
Lunch. It's not called the studio tour anymore. It's called the snack tour.
I'm a mom of little kids. They all eat my food. So now, you just say snacks, and I'm like, yes.
I've had kids out at my studio in the middle of glass. There was five of them, and I had a piece of glass out, and they were decorating it. Uh-huh. And boy, did they glue it up good.
Yeah,
it was like I had to wash it off and start it over again for them. But I did cook it in the kiln later.
There you go.
And you've got great glass, and Patty does glass, and you give it a glass demonstration with something, I don't even know what it's called.
It's called a vitrograph. But we're also, besides a vitrograph, we're going to do freeze and fuse.
What?
You know, the little freeze and fuse. You actually can freeze glass.
What?
Yeah, it's really funny. You take powder glass, mix it with water, and put it in all the ice cube trays. That, you know, have all the different designs.
Yeah.
And put it in the freezer.
So everybody gets one of those to take home?
Or we're just doing your work for you.
Let me do it. Yeah, that actually, I was thinking that, but then somebody mentioned to me last night to tell them they can come back and get it, and I was like, I'm using it. What the heck? I have to work that out.
Great. So basically, this mixer is to showcase the Prescott studio tour.
Of the artists from Chino Valley and Paulden.
And Paulden, yeah.
That's why...
The artists from Chino Valley and Paulden, it's just growing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So this year, how many artists are there from Chino Valley and Paulden?
I think there's 11, and I think we have eight or nine coming to the mixer.
Right. Because
some of them work. One of them works like midnight or 11 to 11 in the morning.
So gotcha.
She's like, I'm sleeping.
So it's really, it's a great way to showcase both of the organizations, Clayton Homes, the studio
for
tour.
Sure.
And like you said, that's great. And so there's so many new artists, too, have joined on.
And there's the old timers.
Yeah, and the old timers. I love it. And, you know, it seems like when you guys kind of first started, there was only a few in Chino and Paulden area.
I was the original.
You were the original.
I was the original.
The one person only.
Yeah.
And, you know, last year when I was driving by, there was a ton of yellow signs all over the place. So it really made me proud to say we have a lot of great artists in our area. You know, it's no longer just, I mean, come on, people. Anybody that has good, if I was talented in any way, I'd join the studio tour.
That's why you're only helping.
Yeah, that's why I help. I can't draw. I can't,
I mean, what happened to the anybody can be an artist, right?
Exactly.
Okay, I'm shaking my head.
No,
right
not her. Everyone but you.
I don't have a creative bone in me.
Her kid does pretty good, I have to say. But yeah, that's the whole thing. We wanted to work with you as the chamber and with Clayton just to get it out and say, guys, we exist here. And you're right. I was the original one. And then the next year, I think we got one or two, and then we've grown now.
Yeah.
And we're happy about that.
Definitely growing.
Chino Valley's on the map. Woohoo!
Chino Valley's on the map. It is. What a great time. Okay, so we've got, let everyone know when that mixer is so we don't miss out on the most funnest, fabulous, it's funnest?
Funnest.
Funnest. That's
well,
a word.
Funnest.
She's been around her kid
and more fun. The most fun mixer of all.
The most funnest.
I'll let you do.
The Chino Valley mixer next Tuesday at 5?
Yes.
5:30? 5?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock to 6:30. Don't listen to me. It's going to be great. And I would love to see everyone out there.
The date was the 20th.
20th.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
Right. So the 20th. Great opportunity. Come out, network, get some munchies. Get some food.
I got my brownies coming.
Oh, Patty's brownies are the best.
I'll be there.
I would just go for the
brownies.
Just
for the brownies.
Just for the brownies alone. No. So thank you all for being here. I really appreciate everyone, you know, letting us know about the studio tour, letting us know about Clayton Homes. I can't wait to get out there.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see all the 10 homes that you have available. I really want to see the barn home.
Oh, that was cool. Yeah,
it's the best. Yes.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it.
You won't have the one in front that's split apart open, huh?
No, that's a bit of a hazard, but
I know. I keep wanting to go in, and it's like, it's not together.
Not yet. We have something really, really great and beautiful coming to that spot. So.
Oh, that one's going out. Is that why it's split?
Yes. Yeah, but we've got a gorgeous home coming.
August 20th for the mixer. You can find more information online at chinovalley.org. That's chinovalley.org. Stay tuned, and we'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas. Or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442 9116. That's 442 9116.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. The Arizona Humane Society says one of its facilities in North Phoenix at Sunny Slope had a problem this weekend.
We encountered some electrical repairs that need to be done immediately. We expect the outage to take about 3 days.
Spokesperson Bretta Nelson says the electrical problem forced the closure of the dog and cat adoption area. Nelson says they're asking the public to help adopt more than 40 animals that had to be relocated while the repair is being done. The Humane Society is currently caring for about 1,500 animals this summer. The Prescott City Council meets at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. They'll hear a presentation on the Public Safety Personnel Retirement System.
Retirement System Chairman Will Buavitas and Trustee Scott McCarty are scheduled to make the presentation in City Council Chambers on South Cortez Street. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
The Diamondbacks are in Denver to play the Colorado Rockies with the pregame show at 5 o'clock, the first pitch at 5:40, right here on KQ&A. Sunny skies and dry all week. No monsoons in the forecast. Cooling after bedtime to about 61 with clear skies. Highs Tuesday through Thursday of 90 to 93 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling overnight to near 68. The same daily sunshine and clear nighttime skies. Highs near 103 tomorrow through Thursday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley will continue on KQ&A. Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Get ready for Celebrate Life Health Expo 2019, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Experience the biggest and best expo yet on Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Your mega adventure awaits you as you tour the world's only larger-than-life walkthrough exhibits of the human body, mega body and mega heart, as well as colossal colon. You'll have experts guide you through these supersized exhibits as you learn how our mega marvelous bodies work. YRMC Celebrate Life Health Expo features health, wellness, and fitness activities for all ages. Enjoy self-defense, chair yoga, and recipe demonstrations. To information on healthy lifestyle choices and activities for the kids, you'll find something for everyone. Bring the whole family to YRMC Celebrate Life Health Expo at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley, Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, visit yrmchealthconnect.org.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. This is your host, Lorette Brashear. I'm here with Patty Lindsay. We're going to take this next segment and really just talk about a lot of the upcoming events that are happening in Chino Valley. There is so many events going on in Chino Valley in the month of August. So if you're out there and you're saying there is nothing happening in Chino Valley,
you're wrong.
You're very wrong. You're living under a rock because I am extremely busy. Patty's extremely busy. Yep. We both are members of the Chino Valley Lionesses, but we are very tuned into the community and know what's going on. So we just kind of want to take this time and talk about what is up and coming so that way you guys all know out there and put these events on your map. The first one that's kind of coming up, and this is coming up tomorrow, is the Women in Business. Women in Business's quarterly luncheon, and this is a really great opportunity for women to come out, network with other women, get to meet women, and, you know, and just a great time.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, they get together, they talk.
Yeah, this one is going to be a different one. It's going to be, they're going to learn about a little bit about safety. And the presentation is going to be geared towards women. Dina Nguyen, who's with the Chino Valley Police Department. And so she'll be there giving the presentation. But it's really a self-awareness event to talk about, you know, how to be, you know, self-aware of your surroundings and, you know, how to get out of threatening situations.
Yeah.
And really great event. It's going to be catered by Craig's Smokehouse. And so that's some yummy, delicious food for the ladies out there, too. So great opportunity. That's coming up tomorrow, Women in Business.
But now, last time you had it at the Granite Creek Vineyards, this time, what is it,
At Grace Baptist Church, tomorrow. And the time is going to be from 11:30 to 1. It is $20 for members. That does include lunch. It does include women networking. And $25 for non-members. But still, really great, delicious food. A great time to come out and network with the women.
Can they just show up tomorrow?
Yes, you can still show up at the door. Our next one that's also coming up in August is August 15th. We've got a free lunch and learn. Free, guys. This is sponsored by SCORE and the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. And the topic is how to get the most out of your marketing effort. So really, this is a really great, if you're wanting to get, you know, your business more into marketing or learn more about marketing, some of the topics that will be discussed is myths about marketing, marketing strategies, knowing your customer base, competing with value, revenue, margins, profit. So it's a really great lunch and learn. Like I said, this one is free. You just have to register so we know how many people are coming. And it's free lunch.
Well, that's right.
Yeah, it is free lunch. lunch will be provided by Bonfire Restaurant.
Oh, that'll be nice.
It'll be very nice. And so it's a free lunch. SCORE found a sponsor to help, you know, buy the lunch. So it's a really great opportunity to just come out and learn. And that's a marketing one.
and marketing is number one. I mean, I need to use it all the time.
Absolutely.
Online.
So that's a really great one that's coming up, and you can find all these events on chinovalley.org. So register and sign up. What else is coming up in Chino Valley? We've got the Chino Valley Mud Run.
If you want to get down and nerdy.
And have some fun. I honestly think it's great. It looks like a fun thing. I've never done it. I'm not a runner or a...
You don't like to get dirty.
Yeah. And anyway, no, I'm just going to all take pictures. It looks like fun, though. It's the Chino Valley Mud Run. You can still register and sign up, but spaces, I mean, they're filling up fast.
Yeah, that's what they said. What was it, yesterday we met with them? And they were like, wow.
Yeah, they're filling up pretty quickly. And that's coming up August 17th. They're going to have Hawaiian shave ice, all kinds of great stuff out there. So it's just going to be a fun opportunity. You can do this with your friends. You can do this as a family. So you can do this with anyone.
Does it cost?
Yes, they do have registration online. For more information, you can go to chinomudrun.com. That's chinomudrun.com. Hmm. So that's what's going on in the town of Chino. And whoa, everybody, it's still not everything because, like I said, got a ton of things going on in Chino. I know. That's what I'm telling you guys. For people that say there's nothing that ever happens in Chino, I'm telling you, you're living under a rock. So next, we've got Men in Business. And,
is this new?
Yes, Men in Business. This is the second one that we've offered. We have, so it's quarterly, just like Women in Business. I went ahead and started the Men in Business, actually for the fact that we, Women in Business, did a fashion show, and the men that were there were bored stiff. And I felt so bad for those men there. And I love the fact that the men come out and celebrate, you know, come out and support the women in business. But I really wanted the men to get a chance to network, because men network differently from women. Women were a bunch of gabbers and talkers. Men kind of grunters. I don't know how to really grunt. But if I was a man, I would grunt professionally.
I'm not
anyway,
going there.
Come grunt in style is what I like to say for the men. We've got Men in Business coming up, and it's August 22nd. It's from 5 to 6:30. But what's really great about this is we're going to go out to the shooting range. We're going out to the new Compass shooting center, and they can – it's BYOBG, bring your own bullets and gun. You know, if you don't have a gun, they'll provide a gun there for you so you can shoot, bring some bullets. It's going to be a great time for men to go out to the shooting range, network, get to know everyone else. And then afterwards, there's an after party for this one. We're all going to Insurgent Beer. So if you go to the Men in Business, you'll get a coupon for $1 off a pint of beer. We'll head afterwards, you know, after we, you know, go to the training center.
We're not mixing the beer.
We're not mixing it. It's after we shoot guns first, then we go have some beer. Yeehaw, I love that one. So that's a great one for Men in Business.
So are you going to be the only girl there?
I hope not. I think there's other women that are actually going to be coming to this one. So, it's going to be a great time.
They're going to support the guys like the guys have been
supporting
them.
The women.
Cool. And that's it. Compass Training Center, the shooting range out in Chino, huh?
And then we had Leanne Garden, that was just our first guest, and she was talking about the Chino Valley Luau.
Oh, yeah.
That's also coming up, so that's August 24th. And for the Police Foundation.
You notice that we're putting these in order.
Yeah, absolutely. We're putting them in order.
Every 2 days, there's something going on.
Yeah, every there's a lot going on. So now we've got the Chino Valley Territorial Weekend.
Oh, boy.
Wow, this one's
that's the one we're already tired on.
Yeah. We're already we're ready for vacation after this. So basically, the Chino Valley Territorial Weekend. This is when Chino Valley was the first capital of Arizona. So it's a big deal for
us. See, we were important, and we're still important.
We're still important. And so what we're doing is at our Territorial Weekend, it is the biggest weekend of Chino Valley. So if you're wanting to come out and really see Chino Valley, this is the weekend to do it. If you want to promote your business, this is the weekend to do
it. Oh, for sure.
So we've got Sequence and Saddles, which is coming up.
That's on Friday
which
night.
The Friday night. It's August 30th. So that's the kickoff for the Territorial Weekend. And that is the Yeehaw Barbecue, Dinner, Live Music, Line Dancing, Pie Auction, Western Auction, all kinds of stuff for this one.
Yeah, they dance pretty good.
Oh, yeah. And I'm not a dancer, so those of you guys that don't dance, don't be intimidated at all. I don't dance. I have two left boots.
That was wrong. Okay.
Yeah, totally what's wrong with me. One of the reasons that's wrong with me, right?
Maybe we should only put one boot on you and you can dance.
Maybe that's exactly
it.
Yeah,
we'll try that, huh?
So, yeah. But for people, don't be intimidated. Just come out. It's just a really fun event for Chino Valley. Tickets are on sale now for Sequence and Saddles. You can buy your tickets either online at chinovalley.org or go to Horses with Heart or stop in at the Chamber. Tickets are $30, like I said, and that does include a delicious barbecue dinner catered by Lucy D's.
All right, the new restaurant.
The new restaurant. Yeah, she's fantastic. So she's will be doing the barbecue for us.
So we get to check that out before we go to the restaurant.
Really?
That'll be fun.
It'll be a great time.
And that's what, from 5 to 9?
Absolutely. Then we've got the next day, Saturday, August 31st, we've got the pancake breakfast with the Lions Club, the Morning Lions.
Of Chino Valley, yep.
And they do it at starts at 6 a.m. to 11. And I know that children under 10 are free.
Yeah,
so you can come and have some pancakes, some delicious food. Then right at 7 a.m., we have the 10K and 2 mile run walk that's happening in Chino Valley. And then you've got...
I've got all the vendors, myself and Marcia. We're running the vendors. Right now we have 25. And that's actually great for us. We're pretty happy with that.
All right. And then Territorial Parade starts at 9:15. And then right after that, about 10 o'clock, we've got the vendors still in the park. We've got water slide, lawn games, food trucks. And then at 3 p.m., the 69th annual corn dinner is there with the FFA.
At Del Rio Elementary.
So like we said, there's a lot of events happening here in Chino. You can visit our website, chinovalley.org, for more information. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Do you have what it takes to be a champion? Join in on the excitement for the 2019 Torn Event of Champions at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Now through August 24th, find out if you have what it takes. Sundays and Wednesdays, you can win Castle Cash and the chance to move on to the quarterfinal rounds on August 23rd and 24th, where you could get an expense-paid trip to Las Vegas to compete for the $1 million grand prize. Play like a champion, only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
It sure is hot in Cottonwood in the summer, and nothing is cooler than riding Cottonwood Area Transit.
Bruce, CAT provides friendly, safe, and courteous travel, and that's why riding the CAT is cool during the summertime.
Cottonwood Area Transit can take you where you want to go in Clarkdale, Verde Villages, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Lynx will give you a cool ride to Sedona.
Don't forget your trips to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
Rudy, that's hot stuff.
And I'm riding the cool CAT. Let's go.
Visit CottonwoodAZ.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
I hate weeds. Monsoon rains are so refreshing, even my landscape comes alive, but so do my weeds. Stop weeds in their track in one simple step. Water's Weed and Grass Stopper spreads like fertilizer. It kills weed seed before monsoon rains allow them to sprout. No need to weed. It's safe for trees, even flower beds, and so much safer than that toxic waste the big box sells. Weed and Grass Stopper, it's just $24 and only found at Waters Garden Center in Prescott.
This is Evan from Murphy's Restaurant, and have you heard the news? The salmon are running again, which means the best in chef-inspired selections of fresh salmon for the month of August. It's been a Murphy's tradition to offer a variety of salmon dishes this time of year. We'll have Atlantic King, sockeye, and coho to name a few, along with salmon from New Zealand, Scotland, and Ireland. Make reservations with us today and experience a variety of exceptional salmon dishes at Murphy's, an establishment of good taste. Murphy'sPrescott.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. This is your host, Lorette Brashear. We've got a lot of upcoming events, like I just said. So take out your calendar. What's coming up this week? We've got tomorrow, Women in Business Networking Luncheon at Grace Baptist Church. It's going to be a self-defense. So really, women, if you really want to get to know, you know, a lot more about self-defense and how to keep safe, that is the luncheon for you. August 15th, we have the Lunch and Learn that is free. Lunch is provided by Bonfire. And it's the topic is marketing your business. So really great marketing luncheon, valuable. And that's held at Days Inn at 11:30 to 1. For all information on all of the events, visit chinovalley.org. We'll see you all next time on KQ&A Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days at 11:30 a.m., 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.